Lady, shut up! Welcome back to Not So Sober Thoughts. Thanks for tuning in. If you are watching the YouTube channel, it's going to look a little different. We're going to look like cartoon characters and not moving through the whole entire segment. But no video this week. We apologize. Next week, hopefully, we'll be back at it with the video.
Yeah.
So today, we are doing a current event / trending. Hashtag trending. Hashtag trending. I didn't even think of looking on Twitter and looking at hashtags.
Oh, I just searched trending.
Oh, no.
I know. I messed it up.
Well, I feel like Twitter's hard for you, though.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not your forte.
I don't do the Twitter.
But we have some news stories here. Some of them are pretty well known. And I don't really know what Amanda has. But some of mine are and some of them aren't. Our opinions. Get y'all thinking. Monday for y'all, so you gotta get your brains back into that working mood.
Yeah, get your bodies moving after eating all that Easter candy.
Hopefully
somebody
though.
Got a bunny. I feel like I went to some church thing and they give away bunnies on Easter.
Oh, it's like, you get a bunny and you get a bunny.
And I never got one. I was like, and then
parents, like as kids, they used to get ducks and chicks and stuff.
On Easter?
Yeah. They'd be in their baskets, but it was like, I guess, horror stories because some of the chicks died.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I have to ask my aunt about those, but she'd always had the worst stories.
Lady, enough.
We're going to need you to calm.
We can't deal with you today.
Calm your tits.
She's like, I was promised a cookie before this started.
Oh, no, you used the C word.
Oh, darn. Okay, you want to start? Kick her off.
Sure. Lady's trying to get to your water.
She's like, anyways, we fed her so much Taco Bell, this dog should not be moving.
No. And then all of a sudden the mic comes out and she's like, okay, ready to go.
And she's like, I have to be here, then here, and I have to do this. Lady, calm down. Lay down.
A big one that happened this week was the, I don't know the exact name for it, but the Freedom Bill, I think it was, in reference to. It was only passed in Georgia and North Carolina.
Sorry. This is going to be a mess of a podcast.
Well, I guess it's a good thing you're not videotaping this week because
She's
so distracting.
Let me go get her a cookie, okay? And you just keep talking.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go.
So it was a bill that was passed by North Carolina as well as Georgia. I don't know if the North Carolina is the same one as Georgia because I couldn't really find that they were exactly the same. But the North Carolina one was... you have to use the bathroom based on what you're biologically born as. So, like, if you're transgender, and obviously if you start out as a man, you're going to have to go to that.
So what's your opinion on it?
I think it's very discriminative towards people. The Georgia one is even more, though. Like, you can discriminate people based on if they're gay, lesbian, or whatever. It's like a religious... bill, they said, which I thought was really weird, considering that they don't even have religion in schools and stuff, but they're going to pass this religious bill.
Yeah.
And, like, based on your religion, you don't have to hire that person if you don't believe in it.
That's stupid.
That's horrible. Mm-hmm. That's not the country that we live in.
Mm-mm. Freedom.
And, because of that, Georgia's like a pretty big place for, like, movies and stuff right now. Especially African-American movies, like Tyler Perry does a lot of movies and stuff there. But they're threatening them that they're not going to do it anymore, and they get a lot of their money from stuff like that.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
Well, that's good to know, because...
But yeah, it was passed in North Carolina and Georgia, and it kind of makes me sad that I even live here, because what the hell?
Yeah.
They passed a lot of bills this week, and then they passed the bill that you couldn't go over the speed limit even a mile or else you're going to get pulled over.
What?
Yep.
I've always been told you can go like 5 over.
No, not anymore. Not in North Carolina and South Carolina.
So no matter. So basically it's just giving cops the...
more money.
Yeah.
It's all about money. All
right.
And then they did another one where it's like if you text and drive and you get caught, you get 8 points put on your license.
I agree with that one. Because...
But 8 points?
Lady.
That's even if you're doing... the GPS or anything like that. GP. Okay. See, because the other day I had, yesterday when I was coming here, we had somebody texting and driving in front of me, and they were just, like, all over the place, and they almost hit another car. And I just think, like, is that text worth your life and possibly somebody else's life? No, it's
not. Yeah, and maybe even more people, mm-hmm. because depending on the accident. Yeah. And you know people can't drive down here worth anything.
No, and there was a drunk, I've never seen so many drunk drivers till I moved down here.
Yeah.
That's scary. I went to the gym, and there was a guy, like, weaving, and I was like, oh my god, I was like, I gotta stay back. It's like a car accident, though, like, you're like, I don't want to look away. Yeah. I was like, I want to follow him to make sure, you know what I mean? It's scary. But,
what's yours?
I have a little, a more of a lighthearted one. This one, you know Cadbury, the Easter candy?
Uh-huh.
They, are getting some... Basically, Christians are offended by them because they're not putting Easter egg, like, on their candy. It's, like, mini eggs. Mm-hmm. And they said they, like, refuse to put Easter on there, and I guess it's pissing Christians off that they won't put Easter on their candy.
Well, I feel like that's a preference. Like, if I don't want to put it on my candy, I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Christian organization. But, I mean, at Panera Bread, which they are Christian-oriented,
mm-hmm.
they took all their Christmas stuff off of everything.
Really?
The past 2 years, which I thought was weird considering that's their beliefs and basis. But it goes that everyone's scared that they're not going to make any money because of their beliefs.
Stop it. We're having some technical difficulties. Please hold.
Yeah.
All right. What you got?
The Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything about this?
Mm-mm.
Which I watch the news pretty frequently, and it's not something that's, like, really... that they talk about,
mm-hmm.
but I guess they're doing a lot of warnings towards people going on spring break, because not only is it transmitted through mosquitoes, it's now transmitted sexually.
So, if somebody has it, so,
like, it's, like, you can get it, like, it, anyway now, I think it's, like, evolving, probably.
So, what is the Zika, like, what are the, like, what do you, what happens when you get it?
It's, like, fever and rashes, it's worse for people that are pregnant, because it can cause the baby not to be able to hear or see, or it gives them birth defects. Eventually, it can turn into some other type of virus, but it just doesn't sound good. But it's like, really, like, mm-hmm. every single season, we have a different virus.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta think, like, how is this happening? It's like, we had mad cow disease, we had swine flu, we had, what was the other one by mosquitoes? West Nile. What happened to West Nile? Now we got Zika.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it. And then it goes away. I mean, I'm sure there's, like, a few people that are, like, get it terribly, and you're, like, screwed.
But, like, how many people have you known that actually have these viruses?
None. But what's that one that was just, like, last week that it was, like, it's similar to the food poisoning, which I had. And they said it was a virus, and then it, like, gives the effects of, like, food poisoning, and I was like, maybe I had that.
Maybe.
But then you're like, okay, well, what's the, like...
Or Ebola.
Yeah.
What happened to that one?
I don't know. Like, I swear there's, like, those few people that get it, like, really bad, and then everyone freaks out, and then it's, like, gone. It's like a trending topic.
Yeah, like, what's...
There and gone.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So look out for it. They said that, that you needed to use... mosquito sprays, and if you're gonna spray yourself, spray your friends.
God. Okay.
And they said if you get the virus, that you need to use condoms up to 6 months. Like, it passes after 6 months.
That's smart.
With treatment, of course.
I really feel like if you're trying to not have a baby, you should be using condoms no matter what.
Yeah, you need to use protection because you never know what you're gonna get.
Yes. And, like,
there's new STDs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or STIs now.
Birth control and condoms. Double up, people. Mm-hmm. Like, if
you be safe. Yes. Don't be stupid.
Unless you're trying to have a baby. Yeah. So, what would you do if a lady went missing and you found out she got mailed to someone?
Oh my god. That's like the nightmare I had last night. I was in a post-apocalyptic world. And I lost lady and... I think it was me and LaDonna and you for some reason. And we're walking past this, like, pizza place, but Chinese people, like, ran it. And I could hear her. And you're like, that's Lady. And I was like, no, not Lady. And then we, like, busted in there. She wasn't there.
So you died, huh?
Yep.
She don't die.
She was pepperonis.
Well, that happened to somebody's cat. Somebody, I don't know where this was, but their cat named Cupcake was, they went missing and they were searching for it for a few days. And somebody, like, bought a box of DVDs and the cat was in there for 8 days.
Was it alive?
It was alive. And it was, like, dehydrated as hell, but it went 260 miles away and they had that little chip in there.
Oh.
And they had found the owner, but they were freaking out. But I was like, what the hell? That had to be, like, the weirdest thing. Like,
here's did your DVDs. Did they find the person that did it?
I don't know. Isn't that weird? Like, so,
how would they be able to? Because the person that sent the DVDs obviously probably put the cat in there.
I'm sure. Or maybe he was just like, put the DVDs and then he's like about to mail it and he taped it up and didn't even look in it. But then I'm like, how the cat. I want to know. I want to know more. How the cat got in there.
I don't understand.
That would be like the best day ever for me. I'd be like, oh shit,
I got a cat.
And my DVDs.
Have you seen the people that, like, it was a TLC show for a while, and they cloned their animals because they were just so attached to them?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and, like, they, like, so they pick, like, a mom dog,
mm-hmm.
and they take the genes from the dog that died, and they freeze them for a while, and then they, like, it's, like, millions of dollars. Like, it's insane.
Really?
And then they put it into the mom dog, and then it has, like, a litter of puppies. And they usually look exactly like the dog.
Mm.
And then, but it grows up and it's not going to be the same dog.
No, it's going to be different.
And then they usually name it the exact same name.
So you just, like, forever have your same dog.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That's weird. Because I feel like, it's the whole process of life is getting your dog. And it's like, yeah. You always know when you get your dog, it's going to outlive you.
It's like if you had a child and it died. And you're like, I'm going to clone it and I got the surrogate.
Yeah.
That's not the same kid.
Uh-uh. Oh, that's weird. I don't like that.
I don't really. Cloning's just a weird thing.
I know. Isn't it crazy that we could do it, though?
I think it has, like, a benefit just in case, like, oh, I just need an arm. And then they, like, clone an arm.
I just need an arm.
Or, like, which is really bad, but they were using rats and they were growing ears on them. Isn't
like,
that sick?
Multiple ears on a rat?
They were growing an ear on the back of this rat, like a big ear. And then they just.
Like a human ear?
Yeah.
Ew!
Yeah. Isn't that awful?
Lady, what is she? She's just seriously sitting here.
Yeah.
Barks. What's up, girl?
She said that was just so mean that they did that to that rat, but I'm pretty sure that they killed the rat and then they used that ear on somebody. Isn't that disgusting? That's... Like, why would we use animals and be like, oh, well, let's, you know, just put this object on top of it that's not supposed to be there and then kill it?
I want to look up a picture. Is there a picture?
Probably.
Rat ear. Let's Google it.
Alright, I have another one.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to look it up, the rat ear.
So, SeaWorld recently, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but they decided, due to a lot of backlash from, you know, Blackfish and Pete.
Sorry.
I know. I told you. It was real. She looked it up. If you haven't looked it up, look at... What did you search?
I just googled rat ear. It is so gross.
Yeah, isn't that nasty?
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Due to PETA and Blackfish, they can no longer breed orcas.
Yes, I totally am down for that.
But PETA took a little bit farther.
Like
they said,
always do.
I know, but they have every right. Like those, that, the one that's like the star of Blackfish that they like follow. Since he killed that girl, he sits in, like, a tank all day. He's not allowed to be freed.
Tillicum? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Tillicum?
He just sits there. Like, he doesn't have any room to, like, swim.
But they
like,
can't
those
really...
They're huge animals.
Yeah, they need, like, way... They need, like, a whole, like, pool to themselves.
It's just, like... You just shouldn't keep a wild animal contained.
Like, ever.
And there are animals that migrate, too. Like, that's just... They're just swimming around in this fish tank.
Could you imagine, like, two getting captured and then just, like, put in this tank, like, against your will?
Yeah.
And it's, like, you have no rights whatsoever. And I think that's, I mean, I understand why they're, like, we're not going to put him back in the wild, but at the same time, what's the point of him just, I know he's, like, they said he's, like, declining in health, too. So.
Yeah, because they said the dorsal fin, that they're supposed to be straight up, but all the ones in SeaWorld droop.
Mm-hmm. Because so all of them are, like, fucked.
Yeah. They don't live as long either.
Yeah. But PETA said that they should put them in a marine sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
So they think that they should just be shut down, which I think they should, too.
Yeah, I agree. And
zoos.
I love that Blackfish came out, because I literally had no idea, because I went to SeaWorld, like, a couple years ago, actually. Yeah, and they still had the orca show and everything, but I was, like, not aware of what was going on.
Yeah, they're just everything about... If you just take something that just has a life somewhere else, I think there's certain situations, like, obviously you can have, like, a sanctuary where that you have, like, an endangered animal, mm-hmm. and, like, this is kind of the only way that you can protect them. But, like, if they have, like, so much land that they don't even really notice.
Yeah.
And you're, like, protecting them, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. And they, obviously they're fighting back. Like, that's why they killed those people, because they're pissed.
I think, pandas, they keep a lot of them in captivity. And they're not extinct anymore because of it.
That's weird. Yeah. That makes sense, I guess.
But they have a lot of sanctuaries for pandas. Like, they're, like, really, like, worshipped overseas.
I think if we got rid of zoos and just had sanctuaries where we could, like, come and see them, maybe that'd
be
better.
I don't even think we should be able to see them, because you gotta think of some of the people that go there. Like, it's, like, they're throwing things into the cages. Yeah. Like,
no little kids.
No. It's like humans shouldn't really be able to interact with something like that. Unless they're like in the wild or you go on those safaris and... But, I mean, I do understand PETA's perspective, like, but they sometimes go a little extreme. Like, some of them believe that we shouldn't even own dogs.
Yeah. And I know my sister said that they're caught, like, lying a lot of the time, too. So, PETA is not the greatest source of information.
Some of them are really good, though, because if you watch some of their documentaries, they go behind the scenes, and they kind of, you should look at it.
Okay. I couldn't not having my little doggie.
She's being so good now.
You know.
I don't know what the hell happened, but.
All of a sudden, she's like, podcast time!
Let's go crazy! Okay, my next one. Remember, have you seen this picture with the pawpaw? And the burgers. If you know what, okay, so this picture's
is
been...
Is that Dave?
Dave?
From Wendy's?
No.
Dave's cheeseburger?
No.
The number one?
So this picture has been trending. I've seen it on Facebook a lot, where Kelsey Harmon posted it, and it says, dinner with Papa tonight. He made 12 burgers for all 6 grandkids, and I'm the only one who showed. Love him. And it's a picture of him eating his burger, and it's just so sad. And
how did that go viral?
I don't know. It went super viral. Like, it's everywhere. And so, the grandkids are, I think, yeah, they decided to throw, like, a huge cookout, invited literally anybody that wanted to come, so the entire world. So they threw this cookout, and it was, like, he expected, like, 400 people to show, so they bought enough burgers for that, and they had 1,600 people show up to this cookout and for Papa, and he was selling shirts that said, I ate burgers with Papa. It's so sweet.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
How does the internet decide what goes viral? Like, how do we, like, we're like, yeah, you know what? Like, share, comment.
The internet's a weird thing.
It's a weird place. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the things that actually go viral, like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alex from Target. They will be forever the biggest mystery.
Like, I don't understand that one at all. It's just some kid.
Some kid. Girl took a picture of him, and was like, oh my god, Alex from Target.
And then it goes viral.
And I'm over here like, hey, I'm Megan from Panera. Where's my millions of dollars?
I'll come take a picture of you. Megan from Panera. Yeah.
Girl, let me have your number.
I bet you Alex from Target, too, was probably making decent money. Just from being him. It's like a Kim K.
Yeah,
he's probably Illuminati.
He's on YouTube now.
Oh, he is?
Yes, and he's so annoying.
Oh, God. What's he sound like? I always picture him with a tie voice. Oh, he's gay?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think that would happen.
Do you have a next one?
I do! This one's a nice, you know, fun little...
Okay, good. I like those ones.
Cheetah cubs were born in, I think, the San Diego Zoo, and the mom died, but they brought a dog in, and it's been nursing the little cubs back to health.
Oh my god, that reminds me when we used to have, like, a bunch of kittens, like, when we were little, because we had all those, barn cats, and they all had kittens at the same time, so literally it would be, like, one mom would come in, and it'd be, like, all the kittens would be, like,
And be like, all right, bring the next one.
That's cute.
Yeah, but the mom died because of a C-section. They said that if she didn't have the C-section, she'd probably still be alive. Aww. So it's kind of like, well, if we didn't intervene, maybe she'd still be alive.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
That's a lot of stress. Because, I mean, they're pretty powerful animals, but they're small.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the cubs, I think they're, like, a couple months old, and they were, like, they look like probably, like, lady size, like, 12 Aww. Pounds or so.
We need to get one.
A little cheetah.
Could you nurse it for us, lady?
She said, I fixed.
I can't produce the milk, sorry.
Have you seen the video about with Rihanna? Have you seen this one?
Yeah, I thought that was, like, so cool.
So, basically, Rihanna was on her tour, which we just saw last week, mm-hmm. and she was singing 4 or 5 seconds, and she put the microphone out to this guy, and his name, Tura J or something.
Did he get a music career after this?
I don't know, but she was like, and his voice, I guess, was like, you expect to be like, and he was like, and she was like,
play it for
him. Okay, let's play it. Oh, show it some screenshots. I'm ready. Hold on. I'll find it.
I have her on Instagram.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, Megan's gonna pull it up. Oh, God, rat ears still pulled up. But, yeah, it's super funny. It's, like, not even, it's, like, a 5 second.
Because her face, it's just, she wasn't expecting it at all. But when we went to that concert, they did the Travis Scott, and there was one part. Did you hear that part?
Oh, yeah.
And he went up to one of the guys, and he, like, did not know the words.
Mm-mm.
He was like, he made it. And he was like, what?
I feel like he, like, knew the... Oh. He's, like, still screaming. You can hear him. Yeah.
She was, like, she's flabbergasted.
Yeah. I guess she went up and thanked him after that, which I thought was pretty cool. Or at the end of the show.
She's a pretty cool person.
She's pretty nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more?
I don't.
Okay, I'll keep going. Uber Eats is going to be happening, you guys. So basically...
Which is really nice, because they're probably going to be everywhere.
Yeah, so they're saying that it's going to be, like, an instant delivery and basically an option. Let's see. Delivers
so
in,
you can come
like,
pick
like,
my ass up, or you can go pick up my food.
Yep, and you'll have the option, like, in the app to pick up, like, what restaurant. They'll give you, like, choices of the ones you can go to, and then they'll just deliver it to you.
But I really think that they shouldn't pick certain, you know, restaurants. They should be able just to kind of go and get whatever I want. Yeah. Like Postmates.
Yeah. I just think those places need to expand because what the hell? Why don't we have it?
You can't just be in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. No, because if
like,
you're
this
in
is
Charlotte.
A big area.
If you're in Charlotte, you're already within walking distance to get food.
Right. And how many people actually live in the city?
Yeah. Hardly. I mean, unless you're rich.
I'm seriously like. Not even, because Charlotte's seriously down the road. Mm-hmm. Like, the main part of Charlotte's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But, like, down the road, it's probably 10, 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you extend it? Like, there's so many people that live here.
I don't get it. Excuse my burp. We had our Taco Bell
gonna,
fix.
I thought you were going to say, excuse my language. I'm like, what?
Amanda, you didn't swear. Oh, sorry.
Not this time.
So, yeah, Uber Eats is... It's only in New York right now, by the way, so hopefully that'll expand and, you know, it'll be just shy of us. We'll just be outside the cusp.
But they'll be able to come pick us up and give us a surge.
I know, like, we took an Uber last weekend after the Rihanna concert, and the girl's like, there was nobody after the concert, even though there's so many people. I'm like, yeah, we're not paying that surge. We're gonna wait that shit out.
Yeah, she kept saying, she was like, well, that's how I make my money. Like, girl, okay. Well, that's my money.
Yeah, like, our one Uber ride home ended up being, like, $80 one because night. It was the surge was so high. That's insane.
I don't remember what night that was, but it was pretty freaking
bad.
Especially since it went on all on my card because no one
we paid your ass back.
No one wanted to split the fare.
I was too drunk.
But I have had it where it's been, like, $40 after we all split before.
Yeah, that's insane. All right. Next one. Batman vs. Superman.
Ugh.
We have to talk about it because it's getting mixed reviews. So critics are saying it's, like, the worst thing ever. Like, they're reading it, like, 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It just doesn't look good. And you keep saying, oh, it was actually
good. Seriously, it's not that bad. I think you honestly would like it. The third...
I'm too Spider-Man all the way.
Oh, God.
But I guess everyone that's audiencing is not that bad. It's okay. It's choppy. There's a lot. It's almost like a 3-hour movie. So, and they push a lot of shit in there. But
they have to because there's so many storylines.
I feel like if they could have made it into 2 movies, maybe that'd been better for them. Because everyone's like, oh my god, there's just so much information coming at you. But I thought it was good. So if you go see it and you tell me you don't like it, I don't care.
Nah.
Megan should see it. Like this on YouTube if Megan should see it.
If I see it, it's going to be, like, free. Because Josh already is going to own it.
That's true.
I'm not paying Redbox. I'm not going to movies. And I'm not paying on the
band. Oh, I just feel like there's no other way to see a movie than IMAX.
And though. I won't even illegally stream it. Like, that's the only way I'm going to see it, if Josh has the DVD.
All right. Also, 10 Cloverfield Lane, you should see that. You would like that. Mm. It's a good movie.
I want to see Pets.
Really? I wish there was video this week for my face right now. We're so different on movies.
It just looks cute.
Oh, my God. All
right. I like good movies. It's just... I just think it's a nice, lighthearted movie. You like Inside Out. I didn't get to see that last time because of a certain event that happened, but...
I stole a wallet.
Yeah, and she discovered it during the movie. I was like, okay, well, I guess we're like turning this off. Like, the beginning.
Yeah. It was on the whole time, and we, like, ended when we finished our fiasco of what we were going to do with that wallet. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, that's another podcast. All the embarrassing stories.
Did you end up going to see Zootopia?
No.
Oh, I heard good things about it, but I was like, well...
That's what I said, too. And I said, we should go see it. And you're like, ah. I said, well, I heard it was really good.
Until Sarah was like, imagine all the little kids that be in there. And I was like, oh, you're right, girl. You're right.
No, thanks.
So, my next one, Nickelodeon's All That. That's why I've been singing that theme song. They're reuniting for a special.
I know. I saw that.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. So, they're going to have, like, Kenan and Kel and all the Lori girl. Yeah, and they're gonna go on
the Splat. No, they finally will be doing something.
Yeah, oh, I feel like Splat.
Someone... What's the Splat? Is it a network?
I think it's, let's see. Let's figure out what the Splat is.
90s are, like, the best decade.
I don't know.
Because I feel like they always do so many reboots for, like, 90s stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, they had, like, the best media content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kid shows, music.
Like, the kid shows were not that
and,
bad.
And, like, some of the fashion. Yeah, because it's, like, it's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, your parents will sit down and watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then you're, like, I feel like you could sit back and watch it, and it still would be good now. You know what I mean?
Some of them, not so much. I watched Rocket Power. Like, I was diehard Rocket Power. And I watched it, probably, like, last year or so, and it was just slow.
Really?
Yeah.
I never rolled the Rocket Power. Like, I watched it, but I was like, that's just because it's the only thing that's on.
Yeah.
I also did not, like, there's a lot of, like... I feel like Cartoon Network, I didn't like a lot of those shows.
If I watched Cartoon Network, it was usually Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
that's a
no.
weird show. I don't know. I was like,
It was my... Love that show.
Really?
Every time there was, like, a new episode that came on, I would stay up, and my mom would let me stay up and watch it. But I would always be so scared.
Because didn't you... Was it... Somebody always trying to kill somebody in that show?
They always had, like, some freaky stuff going on.
I remember, okay, it's all coming back.
It's all coming back. All coming back to me now.
Oh, my God.
That right. And Johnny Bravo was on Cartoon Network.
Oh, that was, like, my cartoon crush.
Johnny Bravo?
Yes! Who was
he
yours?
Had just a square head. I don't think I had one.
I don't know. I was, like... Because I always, like, I'm like, I'm going to date a blonde-haired, blue-eyed man.
You
I'm like
even
a Hitler.
See his eyes. He's like a Hitler. Why would you say
Cause,
that?
Because Hitler! I want everyone to be blonde or blue-eyed, okay.
Oh, my God. Got so freaking dark. Illuminati confirmed.
Well, I'm ending on a dark one, so it makes sense. Oh, wait. There's our last story. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, there was a doctor in, I don't know, New York, who was an emergency room doctor,
mm-hmm.
who would perform on patients.
Oh, no.
And he would drug them.
Oh, no.
To the point where they're still awake, but they, like, can't move.
He raped them.
And raped them. And masturbate on them. And he did it. 4 women came forward. Isn't that insane?
4 women came forward, so they remembered it?
Yeah, they were, like, awake. Like, I don't know how it happened, but the one girl was...
But they, like, couldn't move. They're just paralyzed.
Yeah, like, one girl was saying that she was, like, I couldn't even move, but... Like, that's, like, your worst nightmare, is getting raped, but you, like, can't even fight back at all.
Yeah, anesthesia's scary, though. Because, like, ugh. Because any drug that, like, makes it so, like, you can, like, if you put a little bit in, like, you're still conscious.
Yeah.
And you can't feel anything, and you can't move. You have no control of your body. But if you give them a little bit more, they're out. And, like, they'll wake up at this time. Or if you give them even more, they don't wake up for a longer period of time. If you give them too much, they die. Like, it's just like, what a powerful drug.
But would you want your teeth pulled out without that?
Well, when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, the anesthesia was, like, I was coming in and out of it towards the end. So I could hear them. And that was the weirdest thing.
Ugh. Okay, you guys, I got my teeth pulled without freaking anesthesia, and that's the worst, because you're awake the entire time, you can, like, obviously, but they just numb the crap out of your mouth, and it's, like, the weirdest, like, all this pressure, ugh, I would just be like, I don't care if you rape me, I want to hear it. Knock me out, yes, I cried, I bawled my eyes out, because it's, like, all this pressure, and you can hear it, and it's, like, the worst,
that's gross.
Please get put under.
It's like that,
yes.
That commercial, that smoking commercial, when they're, like, trying to buy cigarettes, and they're, like, yes! Not enough. And he takes some pliers out, and he rips his tooth out, and does that seriously. Sound, and you're just like,
ugh! Yes! And then, like, I couldn't get my drugs quick enough, so, like, the pain, like, the numbing went away within, like, an hour, and I was like, oh! Like, freaking out. And then, the guy's like, we don't have enough time to pull both of them out today, so you have to come back and get the other one out in a couple weeks. So I had to go again, so I have two more left, but, oh my god. I got the bottom ones out, but please get knocked out. I know I kind of went against what the story is telling us, but
they got raped. It was disgusting. He's a horrible human being.
Okay, I'm sorry, but if you go through all that schooling to be a doctor, and like, because I know it takes years and years, lots of money, and then you just throw it all away by raping a woman, is it really worth it?
He was an oral surgeon, or what was he?
Emergency room surgeon. Ugh. Look at him, because he didn't, just... you know, he didn't even look like a weird dude. Look at that guy.
Yeah, he doesn't. He just looks like a normal, average show on the street. Yeah. Looks like he's married, has a couple kids, lives in a decent-sized house, got a dog.
Yeah. You know. This is from People Magazine, if you want to look him up.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah, and he's been, like, interviewed, and I don't know, that's just insane.
That's like the, like, yeah, because you're going to school for so freaking long.
Yeah. So long. Because my sister's husband is going to be an, I think, emergency room doctor. But he's been in school forever, and he's still, like,
and it takes just a special kind of person.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see so much.
Yeah. Especially emergency room.
Yeah. Or, like, could you imagine being a gynecologist?
Seeing so many vaginas.
Ugh.
What would make you want to go into that? I don't understand. My mom was like, I could see you doing that. And I was like, I don't want to see vaginas all day.
And it's just gross. Because it's like, you can get so many things down there.
Yeah.
Like infections. And blue, like, waffle. People, ew. And people get STDs.
Google blue waffle.
Like, usually people don't go into the gynecologist unless they need their yearly checkup.
Yep.
Or there's something wrong.
Yeah. And oh god,
and Lord knows, you're hoping, you're just like, please just have your yearly checkup. Like, oh, I don't want to do anything else.
Oh, I just think that's so, and then you have to, like, stick your hand up there too. I'd be like, I don't even know what I'm feeling. I think
that would be, like, one of the worst doctors.
Really? I think emergency room, because I feel like there's so many things that you have, like, when I passed that kidney stone, they're like, we have to test this and this, and, like, there were so many, I won't go into detail, but the gross things they had to do to me just to make, like, test, like, the general.
But which doctor do you think would be, like, not as hard? Probably skin.
Oh, yeah, skin. Eye doctor, maybe?
Uh-uh.
I couldn't touch eyes. Really? I could do that. But I hate it. Did your eye doctor ever get, like, really close? Like, my eye doctor, I thought, like, he was going to make out with me at one point because he was so close to my face. Like, it was creepy.
They're close to. They're on your face.
Like, how close does he get? I'm not going to do it. But it's, like, literally this close. Like,
yeah,
like an inch away.
They're on your face.
Oh, I don't like it.
I know. It's really weird.
And he was, like, an old man, creepy old, like, the guy I would think would rape me.
Maybe a foot doctor would be kind of bad, too.
Ew, smelling that. Ear doctor? Is it? Are those the real thing?
Yeah, but they're usually, like, within. There's usually, like, an eye, ear, and throat or whatever. They're usually, like, combined.
Yeah, I still want to be a plastic surgeon.
Ugh.
I know. I
can't even watch Botch. That's on E.
Really?
Uh-uh. It's gross.
Ooh.
Can't handle blood.
I could do it. I just
a lot of
like,
blood. It's not going down.
I don't know, though. I've never seen a lot of blood in person, so I feel like maybe I'd be like, oh.
Let's try it out. Let me go get a knife.
Because I remember I was watching that Jodi Arias movie with Lauren. I think I told you this, and I was like.
But that's corn syrup. Different.
I know. And I was like, you got to turn it off. I'm about to pass out. And she was like, are you serious? I was like, I'm getting my head.
And you're just like, one day I wanted to be a plastic surgeon.
But that's like her stabbing him repeatedly.
I wanted to be a vet when I was a kid. But really? Then I realized like sometimes you got to put the animals down. And I don't think I could have done that.
I feel like that's everyone's thing. You're like, oh, I can't. But then you're like, oh. Then you're like, I love animals.
And then you have to like sit there and be like, or like if a dog comes in, it's like on the verge of death. But like people dying, like that's really sad. But like a defenseless dog or cat.
Yeah. Which would be worse, though? Being a vet and seeing animals die all the time, or, like, being a police officer? Because I know they see, like... No, because they see, like, human deaths all the time. Police officers see human deaths.
Like, my God, I was like...
No. I know a guy that, like, quit that because he was like, I've just seen too much shit. Like, too much bad shit. It's not that far apart.
Which one's worse, a police officer or a morgue?
The people at the morgue, like, know what they're getting themselves into that day. They're like, I'm gonna see a couple bodies. Yeah, that's fun. Police officer, like, oh, okay, like, I saw two bodies today. Also, gave two speeding tickets. Terrible world we live in.
Oh, my God.
All right, I think that concludes.
That concludes this episode. Welcome to episode 11.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for tuning in. If you would like to follow us on any of our social medias, they will be listed down below, as well as our Snapchats and our email. We are still looking for sponsors. Please sponsor us.
Please.
And as always, we
subscribe.
Will see you. Well, yes.
5 stars, please. Thanks.
We will see you guys next week. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?